Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions on Sunday Night Football. Great time for us to check in with Mike Tirico, who will be on that call. Mike, as always, appreciate your time. Good morning.
Kevin, good morning. How are we doing?
Great.
Yeah, excited about this weekend, and I think I'll start with this one. What do we believe about this Detroit Lions offense? Last week, Dan Campbell's calling the offense. Was it the rhythm of the offense? Was it Dan Campbell as the play caller? Or was it just a beat up, depleted, and not performing well Washington defense?
Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you for the layup early in the morning, John. Let's think about a couple of things. First off, in the NFL, and John, you live this, so you know it very well. This is my 20-something year calling games in the NFL. Every year is different, and we expect people to just kind of put it in, under the screen of the copy machine and ditto, repeat it. Even Kansas City, in this amazing run as they try to make a fourth consecutive Super Bowl, they're different offensively, and it's had to evolve based on personnel and injuries. And it's the same thing here. So we expect the offense to be the same. Of course, it wasn't going to be exactly the same without Ben Johnson, who is good enough doing the job to not only get a job in Chicago, but have them at 6-3. So that, plus I think the changes up front on the offensive line, just taking a little bit of time. And then to the Dan point, look, you guys have Dan on every week. You know how aggressive, bold, and decisive he is. And that was seen to me in the calling of the game last week. That doesn't mean John Morton wasn't doing a good job. This was like the number two or three scoring offense going into last week. It's number two now to Indianapolis. There's just a decisiveness because Dan doesn't have to answer to anybody. John Morton is figuring everybody out and continuing to evolve in that role. If John Morton calls plays later on this year or even at some point during Sunday night, I think his offense is going to be just fine. I just think Dan's vision for what he wanted this group to look like with all the knowledge of it came out in the way the plays were called on Sunday.
This is a matchup we've been looking forward to. Didn't get to see it last year. Haven't seen it with these two teams rolling. What's the biggest storyline to you or the thing you're most excited about?
A little bit of that. In seeing this matchup with these two teams who have been the two best in the NFC for the last 3 years, I'm interested to see where Philadelphia is in terms of two things. One, their defense, because they did, as you know, gets talked about here often, they did go out and add pieces. And you know, Jaire Alexander, one of those pieces we thought might be a part of this, he's not around. We're not going to see him, obviously, this week and probably for a few weeks at least after that, if at all. I think Jalen Phillips is the add that helped them. Getting Jalen Phillips into the lineup from Miami, Vic Fangio has familiarity. Phillips has always been productive and effective. One thing he hasn't been is healthy with season-ending injuries back-to-back years, an Achilles and an ACL. If he can stay on the field, adding him to Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, I'll tell you a guy who, as we watch getting ready for this week, two guys who continue to play well who you don't hear much about at all, Mauro Ojomo is 97 for Philly, and Jalix Hunt, 58. Those two guys have been a factor for them. So they've got a half dozen guys up front. Why do I point to that? It's pressure. What takes the Lions out of the rhythm and timing of an offense that's hard to stop downfield is Goff not having to, one, not on the spot where he wants to throw from, and second, having not having the time to get it downfield for those longer developing plays. It's not a Jared thing. It's just a, it's a quarterback thing. But I think that impacts this offense more than anything else.
What do you know about this offense for Philly? Because we've all seen the drama of A.J. Brown, and I think we all expect, you know, diva tendencies from receivers, but he's been very vocal and out front with it. But we've also seen Jalen Hurts address the issue of turnovers. 16 touchdowns, one interception, but they're also not taking as many shots downfield. Like, what is, what do we know about this offense? Are they going to be the offense we saw last year eventually?
Yeah, let me answer your question. I'll come back to a point off of that, John. Are they going to be the offense we saw at the end of last year? I think it's the same thing. I don't think their offensive line is as dominant as it was last year. Can it get there? Perhaps. You're certainly you've had people missing during the year. Landon Dickerson's health has been an issue. He's been injured multiple times. Lane Johnson injured in the game last week, missed half the game, came back. So I think that's part of why you're not seeing Saquon Barkley have the success yet. He's also not having the long runs. He had those 60-yard home run shots. Remember, the first couple, or I should say the middle couple of those from last year, were against the Rams on a Sunday night right around this time. I think it was the week before Thanksgiving. So they have time to get where they're going to get. You nailed it on Hurts. He's protecting the ball. At the end of the day, when you have a good defense, that's what I want to do. I want to protect the football. He was great in that in the playoffs, 10 touchdowns, one interception. He's been very good with that this year. He's a smart, take care of the football, coach of a son, quarterback, which you love to have in your team. Let me just deal with A.J. Brown for a second. You know, we read the quotes, and we are guilty in the media a lot. And I try not to do this, but I fall into this habit as well. We're guilty of just taking the quote that we see and just running with it. If you watch the interview that A.J. Brown gave at his locker on Wednesday, that is exactly what any of us in the media and any of us as fans hope for from a player. A little bit of accountability, but mostly we're not good on offense. We got to figure it out. He was asked a question that he easily could have thrown his quarterback under the bus. He didn't. He said, I'm not back there. I don't know what kind of time he has. But he didn't say it angrily. He kind of explained his frustration. And he said, the offense can't go the whole year with the defense putting on a Band-Aid for us. Like what he said, if you go back and watch the 90-second clip, 2.5 minutes actually, it's really good. And it's everything you want. Yes, he wants the ball because they're better when he gets the ball. The fact that he's not being targeted is a flaw of this offense right now. He just said it out loud.
It's Mike Tirico. He's joining us this morning, Beyond the Call, Sunday night, NBC. You guys will set the stage as well as anybody does right now. Could you speak to the environment in Philadelphia? Because I got a kick out of this. I love the moment you had this week with Mike from Ocean City. For those that missed it, the Sixers fan who's barking behind you. And you said, Philly sounds almost a little dangerous on the Nat sound, right, when you're broadcasting these games. So what is the atmosphere going to be like for the Lions?
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. We had a guy sitting right behind Reggie Miller and me on Tuesday night, and he yelled, that's not a shooting foul. And it was just in a moment where we just were quiet for a couple of seconds. You could hear it as clear as day. I turned around, I laughed, and we engaged with him because he looked like he was going to be harmless, and he was. It's always dangerous to give a live mic to somebody on national TV. I love Philadelphia, and I love going there. The whole booing Santa Claus and throwing batteries thing is like 30 years ago. It stays back there. That doesn't mean the fans aren't nasty and hostile. I think it's a little different than it used to be. Here's why I love Philly fans. They will boo you if you win the Super Bowl in the first half after the Super Bowl if your offense isn't good. However, and it's very similar to Detroit fans in this sense, this part of it, don't mess with our team. You can't come from outside and tell me that my team is this issue or that issue because I'll defend my team to the end. It's almost like that Big Brother thing, like, I'm going to be the first one to get on you, but I'm also going to be the first one to kick somebody's butt if they come after you. I've learned that by being in Philly for a long time, covering games. Ron Jaworski, great quarterback for the Eagles, took him to the Super Bowl back in the 79-80 season. Jaws was one of my first TV partners in the studio, and I got to see Philly through a different light. And man, did they love Jaws when he goes back there. And Mike Quick, Dr. J, the Philadelphia legends, they love him when they go back. So I love it as a sports city. It's going to be hostile. Good for Dan. Like, this is why Dan Campbell gets it better than most coaches in any sport that I'm around right now. Like, he knows what's coming. So he just turns it into a positive. Guys, we're going to love people cursing at us and yelling at us. And here's the crap they used to do. And it's like, just be ready for it. And like, let's go in there, man, and embrace it and come out and try to beat them and shut them up. Like, that is what it takes in this day and age to coach people and max them out. John, and you see it all the time. I know that. You've been around coaches your whole life. Like, you would have given anything, I know, to play for Dan. That's the kind of thing that I know we love as fans and media, and I think players love as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we asked our listeners this earlier to fill in the blank, and I'll ask you the same thing. Lions win if... And then fill in, like, what is it that they've got to do?
Shut down the run and control the game offensively. And that doesn't mean scoring 32 points or whatever they're averaging at the moment. That means control the game with, you know, when they want to run, they can run the ball. Play action being effective as it was last week. You know, continuing to – when the Lions' threats get going downfield and you have to cover them downfield – this team becomes really impossible to stop because the two backs in the offensive line are so good that they'll just bludgeon you with runs. You know, punts, Jack Fox's video on the Lions social media site won't be just him holding probably this week. It'll probably be a week where he has to punt a couple of times because this feels like a NFC championship level type game where the defense has to step up. I am still amazed the Lions have played as well as they have, considering that, you know, if you go into camp, their top four corners are out again in all likelihood this week, right? With the injuries, they still have hung in there. They've still played well on the back end through injuries, and they're getting people back. I think the headline for Lions fans is this is not the product you're going to walk into January with. You got to get to January. You got to stay healthy. There's no guarantees, but with the people who are coming back, I think this feels a little different. But they win if they don't let Barkley get going, can get some stuff going downfield early, and then dictate the game offensively on their terms in the second half.
So I'm going to go off the board on this one and ask you a question here in regards. Tomorrow's a big day in the state of Michigan. It's opening day of rifle season. And I know you're busy. I know you're a transplant, but you've been here long enough. You know what that day means. And I got to ask, have you ever been hunting?
No, not a hunter. I'm a city kid. I grew up in New York. New York City, you know, the grass backyard for me was about 8x6. I was a concrete kid, never hunted, totally know I got friends who know, I have a neighbor who just kind of lives for all this stuff and has all the animals up on his wall and all that, and he'll be off, I'm sure, for the first day tomorrow. John, I'm focused tomorrow on where you're going to be, on Wrigley Field.
I can't wait.
I love those games. I got to do a Syracuse-Notre Dame game at Yankee Stadium a couple of years ago. I love those games. I know so many Michigan fans who are heading to Wrigley. I think if you ask me where any sporting event could be played that I would love to call, one is where I grew up going to sports at Madison Square Garden. Two is my alma mater, Syracuse, just because that was so formative in my life and still is a big part of my life. But then it's Wrigley. I love going there. My daughter and I went to go see Springsteen there a few years ago. It was the best of the 27 Springsteen shows I've seen. I'm so excited for the Michigan fans that are making the trip down 94. Just be safe this weekend, because that is going to be just the best. So I'm jealous of you, John. Our game's great Sunday night, but I would switch places with you Saturday.
Deal. Okay. I don't want to miss out on Wrigley either, because Doug and I are going to take our baseball gloves and we're going to play catch down on Wrigley Field just to say that we did it.
That's tremendous. That is I love that idea. That is so cool. You know, the whole deal used to be drink around Wrigley. There are enough bars if you go all the way around to, you know, have a drink everywhere around Wrigley. So, you know, since it's a noon start, you may want to do that as post game activity for those going. But you know, start at home plate, make the circle, get to Murphy's out there. It's just such a great spot, and I love that Northwestern's done that. I have a kid who's a Northwestern alum, and their new stadium is going to be really cool. They were in a terrible stadium, but the fact that they've done this for the last two games, the last couple of years, is just off the charts good. It'd be a great memory for anyone going. So I'm not partaking in hunting season, but I will partake in watching season at Wrigley with the game tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You know, it's always a treat for us to have you on. Thanks for making time for us.
Our pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend. If we'll talk all, happy holidays.
Yep, you too.
It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.